The children were laughing as they skipped out of Sunday school. I smiled, my heart full. A small hand tugged my skirt. It was Mary, her brow creased with worry. "Ah," she whispered, "have you seen Julia? She's been so ill." Julia, a bright, cheerful girl now struck by illness. My heart ached for her. "I haven't, Mary. Where is she?" "She's home," Mary said, her voice small. "She's too weak to come out." I knew then what I had to do. "Take me to her, Mary. I must see Julia." Julia's home was filled with a heavy silence. Sunlight streamed through the windows, but the room felt shadowed. And there she was, my Julia, pale and frail upon her bed. Her eyes, once so full of life, were clouded with fear. She looked so small, lost in the expanse of her illness. I sat beside her, my hand finding hers. It was cold, but her grip was strong. "Julia, my dear," I whispered, my heart heavy. She turned to me, a flicker of recognition in her eyes. "I'm here, my dear child, I'm here." "Will I be good enough?" she whispered, her voice barely audible. Her fear tugged at my heartstrings. "Good enough for what, my love?" I asked, smoothing her hair. "For heaven," she whispered. If I don't get better." I held her hand tighter. "Julia," I said softly, "God loves you. He loves you more than you can imagine. He sees your kind heart, your gentle spirit. That's all that matters." I spoke to her of God's love, of his forgiveness, of the beauty that awaited her in his embrace. As I spoke, I saw a flicker of hope ignite in her eyes. Section 4, Blossoms of Friendship. Word of Julia's illness spread quickly. Every day, her friends from Sunday school would visit her. They would bring her flowers, sing her songs, and fill the room with laughter. Their youthful energy was contagious. Even on her weakest days, Julia would summon a smile for her friends. Their love was a balm on her weary soul. I watched them all, my heart overflowing. In their compassion, in their innocent faith, they were sharing a powerful gift, the gift of hope. Section 5. Return to the light. Days turned into weeks. Slowly, miraculously, Julia began to heal. Color returned to her cheeks, strength to her limbs. Her laughter once again filled the house. Soon she was well enough to return to Sunday school. The day she walked in, a radiant smile on her face, the entire room erupted in joyous applause. She had faced her fears, embraced her faith, and emerged stronger. Time passed, seasons changed, Julia blossomed, her faith deepening with each passing day. Then one day her family received news. They were moving far away. There were tears, hugs, promises to stay in touch. Section 6, Faith's Enduring Life. Years passed. I often thought of Julia, her courage, her faith. Then one Sunday a familiar face appeared at the church doors. Julia, but not the frail girl I once knew. This was a confident young woman, her eyes sparkling with intelligence and kindness. She embraced me, her hug warm and heartfelt. "I became a doctor," she shared, her voice filled with quiet strength. "I wanted to help others just like you helped me." We spoke for hours that day, reminiscing about the past, marveling at the present. Her faith, once a fragile seed, had blossomed into an unyielding tree, its branches reaching out to touch the lives of others, and in that moment I knew. Julia's journey, born of illness and fear, had led her to a place of extraordinary grace and strength. Her story, a testament to the enduring power of faith, would forever inspire my heart.